Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hello and welcome. Welcome to an hour of mind power. This is Donna Sebo, and I'm so delighted that we're sharing this time together today. I want to express my appreciation to those of you that came by and said hello when I was at the Women's Show these past 3 days. But let's get to our guest today, because we are going to have, I think, some real special information to share with you. And my guest is Dr. Elise St. Charles. Now, this woman's background is quite incredible, but she has a title that we're going to find out more about in just a few seconds. It is the Healing Atelier. In fact, that is her website, the Healing Atelier. What is an atelier? Who's Dr. Charles? Well, we're going to find out right now. Hello, Dr. Charles St. Charles. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Donna. How are you today?
It is just absolutely a delight having you on the air. First of all, what is an atelier? That is a word, until I had a chance to chat with you, I've never even heard of it. What is an atelier?
Well, in Europe, it's very commonly used. An atelier is, it's a French word to start with. And traditionally, it's been used as to define an artist studio where there are apprentices. But it can also mean a workshop, a weekend workshop. It always has to do with learning, and it always has to do with some sort of art. And I don't mean like a graphic art. I mean, you know, the art of medicine. There's everything isn't concrete in medicine. There's an art to practicing it. And so I chose to use the word atelier. I'm French-Canadian of origin, as because it encompassed so much, both a lab, both a place of study, a place to learn. There's always a teacher and a student usually involved. It's also, it has to do with art, has to do with science.
Your life has basically been motivated on so many different levels to improving and empowering other people's lives. You've been involved in alternative and complementary medicine for, my goodness, for a substantial portion of your life, over 30 years. And you yourself have gone through a number of different experiences. Would you tell us a little bit about how this career, how this commitment in life evolved for you? What were the trigger experiences that made you make the choice?
Well, there were very many triggers and experiences to start with. But I'd say the two most significant ones were that I had orthodontically induced temporal mandibular joint dysfunction as a teenager, early teens. It's when dentists put bands on your teeth and move your teeth in such a position, or your teeth are already in such a position, that the joint of the jaw doesn't actually function as a joint should.
In other words,
there might be a slightly slipped disc, or there might be a misalignment of the jaw, and since it's so critical to our communication and to our nourishment, the jaw, you know, we have to eat our food, that when that is out of balance or dysfunctional, it affects all parts of the body, especially
now,
the brain.
How did this with you? All right. What I wanted to say, at least my engineer was saying your voice is very, very strong, so you may want to move the mouthpiece away.
I will. I heard that. Thank you.
What I wanted to ask you is, what was the effect on you, and why was this one of those triggers where you said, I'd better check some things out?
Well, it basically gave me massive headaches that were, quote-unquote, undiagnosed all of my teen years, blinding. They weren't migraine headaches. And they set me up to experience, actually, Lyme disease because of the stress of my body. I was infected with Lyme prior to being a teenager. I was told as a child I had mononucleosis five times, and I'd had weird body sensations pretty much all my life. And my first bout with Lyme disease came when I was at a crisis with my jaw in my late teens, around 19. And that was a time when I couldn't walk for 6 months. I couldn't go up and down stairs. I shuffled at the best. I had what for some people is the typical uncontrolled headaches where you just want to curl up into a ball in the darkness. Mm-hmm. And I had episodes of blindness. You get what are called optical migraines. And I had and my digestion was totally off. I was a disaster, basically.
Boy. It sounds like there could be a book just written on all of these variables that you experienced.
That is unfortunately true.
Wow, that is just something. Well, with all of this, then how did you become acquainted with the fact that there were alternative therapies? Because when you're a teenager, let's face it, when you're a kid, a teenager, what do you know? You don't. Your world is a really small one. Unless you have the good fortune of having a family or an environment that says, "Ooh, we've got all of these variables and opportunities for education, and this is what we can do." Most of us don't have that. So it's a journey in life that we go through.
Well, my mother was a nurse, and I was taken from one doctor to the other to the other. I can't tell you how many doctors I saw. I had shin splints, for instance, and the orthopedic surgeon, of course, he's a surgeon, so that's what the tool he will use, suggested I cut the sheath that envelops the muscle and in my calves, and then I'd have this massive bulge around the front of my leg, because he couldn't figure out what other way. He figured that sheath was infected, didn't know why it was causing me pain. But if he cut it, the muscle would have more room. And after that diagnosis and that particular treatment, I was like, these guys, I just turned away from Western medicine. I thought that was a ludicrous solution to deform my legs with no guarantee of it actually helping me.
Right. Now, how old were you when this occurred?
I would have been 14.
Well, and my goodness. You had wisdom to say, not going to do that.
Well, I wasn't interested in having deformed legs. I actually have pretty nice legs. And I was too vain.
We want those legs, don't we? Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely. So I just started exploring yoga, actually. I'd been introduced to Hatha yoga, and that was my lifeline for most of my life, I'd say. Every day, except for the 2 years I was doing my master's in business administration at McGill University, and until I was 40, when yoga, which had, as I said, had been my lifeline, basically went sour on me. Doing yoga caused me so much pain that I could barely move. I did not know what was going on. I did not know I had Lyme disease. And Lyme disease, you see, infects the fascia of the body. And the fascial tissue is everywhere in the body. It encompasses the heart. It encompasses every organ. It links all the body together. Every muscle fiber is covered in a fascial tissue. So when you have the fascial tissue infected, eventually your whole body becomes infected. And it doesn't take long with Lyme disease.
I know of some people, one individual right now that I'm thinking of that was diagnosed with Lyme disease, and she is literally a walking skeleton, and she is a mess. She's a mess, and she's tried all kinds of things. How did you work out of this? Now, this hit you in your 40s, and nobody really knew what it was. What did you do?
It, It hit me, as I said, in my teens, and I spent 5 years, quote unquote, detoxing. But mm-hmm. at that time, there was not very much information about how to detox in a profound way. I basically did what I call plumbing, which is you clean out the colon and mm-hmm. you make sure your kidneys are running well, are not blocked. I had a marvelous Chinese doctor. Actually, she was East Indian, but practiced it traditional Oriental medicine, who gave me acupuncture for the pain in my jaw, and since that helped, and it was the only thing that helped, until actually I got all my teeth repositioned at the from the ages of 21 through to about 24. I had another set of bands on. I went to the University of Toronto. As I said, I'm a Canadian, dean of dentistry, and I became his poster child. He'd never seen a dislocated jaw like I had, let alone from it being orthodontically induced. Mm-hmm. And so I had an episode in my early 20s that I fortunately was guided by this doctor to cleanse. And in my books, it allowed me to then become fertile or be fertile and have children, because lots of Lyme women who have Lyme are infertile and they don't understand why they're infertile. I have two sisters who were infertile as a result of Lyme. Everyone in my family of origin suffers from Lyme disease in some capacity.
That's incredible. Every member of your family?
Well, we all went to my grandfather's and we were all bit by ticks as children. And in my I remember very distinctly refusing to go outside, whereas my siblings were fighting over who could run the little tractor that cut the grass. I refused mm-hmm. to go outside because the ticks, you'd come back covered and you'd have to pull them off you. It has been known to be in the East Coast. The North American Indians suffered it before we white man was even here. It's a disease that was less virulent than it is now, and for many reasons we suspect that it is more, well, we know it's more virulent, but we have many reasons as to why we think it might be more virulent than it used to be in terms of its impact on our bodies. It used to just sort of cause what they would call sleeping sickness, make you tired. Mm-hmm. Now it does way more than that. As many of us know, it causes devastating health consequences in any organ or any system. If it infects the brain, you don't know what's going to go off. The brain's the master controller.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely true. And this is something, again, I know some people that are being affected by it right now, and mm-hmm. it is very traumatic for them. They've been battling it for a couple of years.
You lose your life.
Yes. And
you know, if it's not by a death, you lose the life that you knew of, and mm-hmm. you lose your personality. Mm-hmm. You lose your friends. You lose your family. People do not we think that there's a pill that will get somebody better for almost every disease we have, except we accept certain chronic diseases. But Lyme being an infectious disease, people are thinking that we've gotten over the infectious disease problem. What were antibiotics for? Mm-hmm. But that's not the case here. The virulency of the spirochete, it's a corkscrew-like organism that doesn't flow in the blood. It travels via corkscrewing through your fascial tissue, and it travels faster, 2,000 times faster than a white blood cell can travel.
Incredible.
So your immune system is hostage for many, many reasons. It's a highly intelligent organism. We've drastically underestimated, in my books, according to the science, the capacity of pathogens, period. They mm-hmm. can communicate via quorum sensing, which was discovered, I'm pretty sure it was 2002. They communicate via frequencies. They talk with each other between species and within species. Mm-hmm. So they warn each other what's coming up so that they can develop defenses before, let's say, the antibiotic hits them. That's mm-hmm. why Lyme is so difficult to treat, because you become resistant to the antibiotics very quickly. You're usually given a cocktail of three antibiotics just to start with, and then they're switched often, and you basically become a smoothie of cocktails. Your body gets... But I was unable to use any of the antibiotics. I also gave Lyme to my children, unfortunately. It can be transferred transplacentally. And it needs to be noted that transplacental transfer is not genetic transfer. Although, as I said, the Lyme spirochete doesn't travel in the blood, it can still be found in the blood over a nine-month period, no problem. And the placenta is not the barrier we used to think that protects the newborn. The heavy metals of the mother goes into the newborn. The spirochete can go into the newborn. So, unfortunately, my children were all infected at birth.
Well, though we've been discussing this, and anybody listening to it might say, oh, my goodness, this is absolutely awful, but you are a woman, and it is awful. I'm not going to say it isn't. It is awful stuff. However, you're a very determined woman.
To say the least.
You're a woman that is not unlike myself. I'll use the word voracious because I think that's very true. You're a voracious reader. And you are of the mindset, especially from the choices you've made regarding your career and wellness. And here you've walked a path of extreme difficulty, physiologically and otherwise, going against a system that really does... It is, in some respects, absolutely marvelous, and in other respects, they're still in the dark ages. And you've combined modalities of knowledge that you've been able to incorporate from different venues of contact. And with what you have described, you have built a career where, again, you're about getting information out to people. And your website, The Healing Atelier, and I'll spell that for people, ATELIER.com. The Healing Atelier is how it's pronounced, but it's spelled like, if you do it phonetically, atelier.
That's perfect.
This is something that you have found. You have really been able to help people through natural means. That's how we will describe it, as a natural alternative. And you have on your website a story about Lorraine, but let's talk about what you did, because your children basically are healthy adults today.
Yes, I have a son who's about to graduate University of California at Berkeley, this semester, and we're lucky he's alive at the age of 14.
You've got this situation. What did you do? What did you find? If anybody is listening to this show today, to just the one discussion about the Lyme disease, what did you discover that enabled you to get your life back?
Well, when I finally found a Lyme-literate doctor, I had been diagnosed for a year, a little bit over a year, actually. He informed me that I was too sick to be treated with antibiotics, at least that which was his only modality for treatment. And he said I needed a miracle. He actually said I was one of the top 10 sickest people he'd ever met in his life, and that he basically sent me home to die. I decided that that was not the route I was interested in taking, and furthermore, I wasn't interested in leaving three children orphans. So I went back to the cleansing that I had done in my 20s when I had been so ill, and I started back at that plumbing again, cleaning out my colon. And from there, though, I learned more about metabolic detoxification, how to clean the liver, and because my liver had basically stopped working. I couldn't digest anything, and I was reactive to absolutely everything. I was basically locked in my house for 3 years and maybe upwards of 5 years. But I decided that I would detoxify myself because nothing can live in a healthy environment. And although I'd been always organic, I'd always eaten organic, I'd taken good care of myself by anybody's standards, for that matter. I went to an extreme, and I learned what I thought was an extreme. Let me make that clear. Now I don't see it as an extreme anymore with the information I have about our toxic world and the information about how that impacts us. So I went on, what people don't understand is, yes, there are spirochetes in the body, Lyme spirochetes, but what causes the pain and the damage is the neurotoxin they release. In other words, a poison to the nerves and brain. And I worked at getting rid of that neurotoxin, which is not alive. You can't kill it. You can only remove it, just like a poison. If you were to drink a poison, you'd have to get it, remove it, hopefully throw it up, in other words. Well, this was already systemic, embedded in all of my tissues. And I worked at a very intense metabolic detoxification program, which through all of my reading and studying, I figured out how to do. And that's exactly how I also got my children better. We did do what I call some killing, which is going in to kill the spirochet, but always with complex combinations of herbs and homeopathy, that's pretty much, and essential oils were a very big part. I used only things that were food to the body that could do no harm. I don't believe in adding harm to a body to get it better. That seems illogical to me.
I agree. You have a quote, "The greatest medicine is teaching people how not to need it," by Hippocrates, which is a very, very profound piece of wisdom that was given centuries ago, and sadly, we have become far removed from that. And that's
and in fact,
I think it's very important about our chat here.
And what I do with my clients, I don't even call them patients, because I don't want them to be patient about getting better, and I also don't do the pedestal thing where I'm the authority. I'm a source of information. I'm a source of education to my clients, and I spend a lot of time talking and teaching them how to live in this world safely and what they need to look out for and how they can make better choices for themselves and their families. Mm-hmm. And by the time they finished working with me, they can make these choices themselves, and so indeed, they're not dependent on me as their as a provider of information or medical information. They can start deciphering what seems to make sense. And I often just say, let's go back to where your great-grandmother lived. Of course, we still want access to acute medicine care. You know, that's not to say that everything in the current world is we don't want to use. Telecommunications is marvelous, but let's use it wisely.
Absolutely true.
And so, but go back to eating and living in a space that doesn't have the electromagnetic radiation, that doesn't have off-gassing carpets, that where you're sleeping on a bed that doesn't release two dozen different volatile organic chemicals that you inhale all night long, in effect preventing you from having a profound sleep, which allows you to rebuild and detoxify at night. That's what we're supposed to be doing.
Absolutely true. Let's talk about Leray, because on your website, thehealingatelier.com, this woman's photographs are very amazing. The first one,
and I have to say, she thought she was looking good after 3 weeks. That's why she took that picture. We both laugh about it now.
Yeah, and she didn't take the picture right at the very beginning when she started working with it. It was 3 weeks in. And this, when I looked at her picture, I said, my Lord, I don't know how old this woman is, but she looks like she's in her 80s.
No, she was in her 50s.
And by the time, how old was she?
She was in her 50s.
Oh, my goodness. By the time she finished, 4 months later, it was like 20 years was taken off of her face.
Leray was an amazing client. She her boyfriend had died of Hep C and mold poisoning after having a liver transplant.
Oh,
and she heard, and she had the same symptomology, and she had hep C. And she heard about what I had done to my body through the grapevine and decided she wasn't going to go the way of her boyfriend, even though she was a nurse and she did not know anything about alternative therapies and really didn't trust them. She knew that the path of allopathic medicine, in other words, conventional Western medicine, was going to be her downfall and very quickly. Mm-hmm. So she just decided, I'll do whatever you say. And she was amazing in that regard. Because she was so sick, I said, okay, we're going to have to pull out the big guns here. We don't have time to go at you gently. And so we started with detoxification baths, for which I have many prescriptions, so to speak, or many recipes. And that alone just knocked her out she'd sleep all day long after having one of them, because we started to get her immune system fighting again. Mm-hmm. And it was exhausting. But within 6 weeks, initially, when she came to me, she'd had to have family and friends fly in to feed her, literally, to carry a spoon to her mouth. She couldn't cook. She was not functional. And in 6 weeks, she was driving over to Santa Cruz to get her pure organic vegetables and fruit to cook with. Mm-hmm. And she did the routine. Sometimes it wasn't pleasant, and she'd call me up going, I don't know if I can handle this, and I go, well, just give me till tomorrow morning. Let's get you through the night. And in the morning, she'd be like, oh my goodness, I was able to walk around the block today. I can't believe it. Every time she'd get to a new level of wellness. And we basically extracted, like I had done with myself, the aflatoxin, the mold poisons that were in her body, causing her body to be so toxic that it could no longer function. Her mitochondria, the energy bodies of her cells, could not produce energy for her to lift her arm or walk around mm-hmm. the block.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is so important. It's a whole expansion of understanding about the toxicity in our environment. And one of the things that I have observed, and I was involved with a women's show here in Seattle, mm-hmm. and I saw so many things with weight loss, and of course that's always the big thing, and I looked at so many women that were passing by my booth and interacted with literally thousands of people over the weekend
yes.
in conversation. And I was amazed. I was amazed at the conversations I had with them. The pain, the physiological pain their bodies were going through. I looked at so many women who were obese. And to me, obese is not just 20 pounds overweight or 30 pounds. To me, obese is when you are 60, 70, 80, 150, 200 pounds overweight. To me, that's obesity.
Yes.
And I looked at these women and my heart was breaking for them. It really was. And they would just open up and they were just talking to me and they were talking about the pain. They had been diagnosed with fibromyalgia. They had
absolutely.
All of these conditions, and I thought, there must be a resolution somewhere. And that's why I felt it was so important, Dr. St. Charles, to be able to talk with you today, because you have walked the walk of experience. You have walked the walk of self-education. And now you're not just walking the walk, but you're talking the talk about educating.
Well, and the women you're talking about, they have been what I called labelitist. They've been given names for groupings of symptoms without mm-hmm. any hope of resolution to those symptoms. And in my book, since only 2% or less than 2% of all diseases are of genetic origin, according to Bruce Lipton, that means the rest are environmental. And that's what I focus on. What in our environment, whether your internal environment, inside your body, or your external environment, can be addressed to get you out of pain, can help you reduce your weight. And there are a plethora. There are so many ways of approaching these issues besides that one pill. And that's what I'm trying to teach, that we can take responsibility and we can, through education, make better choices that will lead to better health. My website is almost 100 pages of educational information that if you were to do 20% of it, you would inevitably feel better.
Well, we are just about out of time, Dr. Elise St. Charles. This has been an absolute delight. And I will just, there's a number of people that I'm going to give your information to that need, they really need some help, and they can go to your website. For those of you listening, if I'm sure those of you listening know of someone that is just physiologically, if you're not, but in other ways, they're just saying, I'm at the end of my rope. Dr. St. Charles was told, go home to die because there's nothing else I can do. Have you heard stories like this before?
Most of my clients are dead-end cases. You know, even some of the cancer patients. I love it when I get a cancer patient who hasn't done any toxic stuff and we can work healthily toward resolution.
Well, Dr. St. Charles, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you very much, Donna.
It's been wonderful. We're out of time here, but I want to give out your website again. And make sure you write this down, those of you that are listening, because keep it in one of your favorite categories on your computer and just pass the information along, because the only way we're going to make the world a better place is if we share, and that is absolutely necessary. The healing, I pronounced it originally the Atelier, and it's
that's perfect because you spell it that way.
L-I-E-R, but it is French, the Atelier. Dr. St. Charles, thank you so much today for being
here. Thank you, Donna. You have a great day.
It has been a joy. Thank you, you too. And we're taking a break. We're going to be back in just a moment. Don't go away.
Do you have children between the ages of 3 to 10? Do you love children's books and collect them? Then you'll want to know about God's Kiss, the award-winning illustrated children's book that has been enjoyed by families around the world. 15 beautiful illustrations by Pacific Northwest artist Ed Gedrose accompany this lovely story about a little boy named Johnny that will capture your heart and mind in a very special way. Multicultural and non-denominational in content, it will become a family favorite that you and your children will want to read again and again. This book is available by itself through Amazon, or if you contact me, Donna Sebo, directly, you can get a personalized signed copy. There is also a talking book. You can order the talking book CD by contacting me via email, donna@delphiinternational.com, or by calling 253-582-5604. You can also visit my website, delphiinternational.com, to see more details. God's Kiss is a family classic that belongs in everyone's library. Get your copy now.
Do you have a group, organization, or club that would like to have an interesting and dynamic speaker? Then you're going to want to have Donna speak to your group. She motivates audiences towards personal empowerment, giving them tools for their personal and professional success. If you would like Donna Sebo to bring a presentation to your next event, call Delphi International at 253-582-5604. That's 253-582-5604.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo. Welcome back. Well, I'll tell you, the women's show was a dynamic. I'm not joking when I said I spoke to thousands of people. That is the truth. This event enabled me to interact with so many, many individuals. And my sponsor, Topperson, we were able to bring that to so many people, which was just an absolutely phenomenal experience. And one of the things that occurs when you are in the public like that and you have a chance to talk with people, you're aware of the diversity that exists in life, not just in the business environment, these wonderful people that are just bringing all kinds of products and services to the attention of those that are interested in learning about them. But also, as I said a moment ago with Dr. St. Charles, I was astonished at the stories that I heard about people and the conditions of physiological experiences they were going through, the pain they were suffering, their family members, there is so much in life that we don't really, until we open ourselves up to it, we don't really realize what's going on and how intense experiences are for so many people. How many of you are inclined, as I am inclined, if you have something wrong, you keep your mouth shut? Oh, well, this will pass. Oh, well, my mother had it, my dad had it, my sister had it, my dog has it, whatever. We ignore it. We don't want to lose face by talking about something that's bothering us. And many times, we don't want people to feel sorry for us, but we're in a mode of thinking, it's like, what do we do? Well, we are living in an incredible period, better than any other time in life, where we can literally reach out and research in an unprecedented way. And I think sometimes we get so much information, we are confused by the volume of information that we get. So when we can have an experience of interacting or knowing about a Dr. St. Charles, various people, we can reach out in some way and say, you may or may not be the right person for me, but if I don't talk to someone, I don't know what I'm going to do. What can I do? This is so important for us to remember. We make a difference. And you never know who you're going to talk with that may know someone or something that can help you. Don't ever be afraid to open your mouth and ask for help. I can't tell you how many times in my life that because of the way I was taught that you're to keep your mouth shut, never let anybody know about, quote-unquote, the dirty laundry. My goodness, if you don't ask for help, how are you going to get it? You can't. You really can't. So it's important that you ask. You put it out there because the universe somehow is going to be able to get you to where you need to be. And again, check out her site, The Healing Atelier. Actually, I pronounce it Atelier because that's a phonetic pronunciation, A-T-E-L-I-E-R. Why not use some of this research? Why not check it out? It makes a difference. By the way, telephone lines are open. 888-627-6008 is the open telephone line. If you'd like to call in and chat with me, I'd be delighted to light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight. I wanted to make some comments about some information that I came across, and it just fascinates me. Tree singing. Well, if you talk to anyone that is a person that studies nature, they feel nature sings all the time. Really, they do. Talk to a shaman or someone else, they'll say, there's always conversation going on. Every living thing speaks, but you have to be willing to listen. Well, there is a Tolkien-like world that has existed in the imagination of so many throughout the centuries with storytelling. However, now there is a man, Bartholomew Traubeck, that has created a turntable that plays tree rings. That's exactly correct. Tree rings. And there's all kinds of technical explanation for this. However, this is a little bit of the process that he developed. There's a camera that photographs the rings of the tree, sends the pictures to a computer. There is a specially designed software that actually analyzes each of the tree's rings for the following components: density, width, spacing, color, and a myriad of other specific details, and converts all of this into musical notes. Do you know, I'm sure you don't, I didn't, the most dramatic composition that's been created from reading the tree rings for music? Well, it's the dark walnut tree. That's right. Now, there is a video. It's called tinyurl.com/76ENNVC. And you can actually listen to the trees sing. That's right. Amazing stuff. Absolutely amazing stuff. And one of the things that I find that bothers me a great deal is when people come from a positioning of fear. And we find that there is so much that is put out, whether it comes to selling insurance or anything else. People often use the trigger of fear to get people's attention. And one of the things that has really, really bothered me is how there is all this fear syndrome relating to CO2. And plants absolutely thrive on CO2. And I came across a commercial ad. It was saying your houses can be extremely toxic and we've got this system and that system that will help it. And I thought, I wonder if they ever have concern or thought about in the home, if you have living plants, they actually will absorb a lot of that CO2 that is needed because it's literally feeding them. So just a thought, if you really want to help, why don't you do what a woman in Africa did, and that is plant a tree somewhere. Realize that you need to be alert as to what you plant in the environment, because some of these trees are going to really get big, 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 big. Be thoughtful about that, because the bigger they get, the more CO2 that they're going to be taking in. But that is really one of the safest, best things that we can do, is to encourage the abundance of nature, to allow her to do the job that she has been doing for millennia, so that we can have a healthier environment. Is that going to fix everything? No, but it sure can go a long way to making a difference for the wellness of this beautiful place we call Mother Earth. So I wanted to share those few things with you. And by the way, the Emerald Spiral Expo is coming up in Kent, Washington. This event is going to be on Saturday, the 30th of March, and I'm going to be participating there. This is a wonderful event. If you're in the local area of Western Washington, to come to, because there's all kinds of products and services. I will have a booth there. People will be available of different skills that in the mind area of intuitive readings and massage, so many other things, they're going to be there for you to be able to talk to. Unlike the women's show, this is a very small show relative to that. And it is a very intimate show. It's wonderful. It's a family event. You can come out, have a fabulous day, and just really enjoy yourself. This is Donna Sebo. Do we have a caller? If so, I'm ready to take you. And if you'd like to give me a call, 888-627-6008. Hello, caller.
Hi.
Hi, Jer.
Carol calling you.
Hi, Carol. Where are you calling in from?
From Tucson.
From Tucson. Thank you so much. I hope you are having a sunshine day. We are here in the Pacific Northwest.
It's wonderful. Thank you.
You're welcome, Carol. Now, one of the things I want to say, dear, we've got a bit of a time delay. So just count maybe 1, 2 when I finish speaking so that we don't overlap each other. I just wanted to let you know that. First thing, Carol, that I am watching in my mind is that I'm seeing you very, very tired. And I have to tell you, I think this weariness is coming from a sense of frustration. And I would like for you to consider taking a break physically, maybe going for a walk, maybe riding a bike, whatever you can do so that you sort of bring your stress level down. Because I'm sensing almost like an intense breathing patterning to such a level that it makes me feel like I could hyperventilate. And I want to lower that. You're a very energy-intense person. When you're active, when you're involved in something, you are giving out 100%. That's it. There's no margins of less. And you deplete yourself. And I want you to be able to keep your energy level up. So when you're finding that you're going into this exhaustion level, I want you to do something physically, and that may sound counterintuitive, but do something physically that is going to allow you to balance out your energy output and relax you. Stop that intense output when the frustration comes in. The word frustration is very strong. So just be aware that you want to bring that down, put it into place, and then relax a little bit. Meditation is a wonderful tool for this. It's absolutely fabulous. But there's sometimes when meditation may not fix this, and physical activity will. And it's you don't have to go out and do power walking. It's just moving, getting the body moving so that that balance comes into play. Now, we have to take a break here for just a moment. Don't go anywhere, Carol. We'll be coming back to you. For those of you listening, if you would like to chat with me, 888-627-6008. We're going to be back in just a moment.
Do you have children between the ages of 3 to 10? Do you love children's books and collect them? Then you'll want to know about God's Kiss, the award-winning illustrated children's book that has been enjoyed by families around the world. 15 beautiful illustrations by Pacific Northwest artist Ed Gedrose accompany this lovely story about a little boy named Johnny that will capture your heart and mind in a very special way. Multicultural and non-denominational in content, it will become a family favorite that you and your children will want to read again and again. This book is available by itself through Amazon, or if you contact me, Donna Sebo, directly, you can get a personalized signed copy. There is also a talking book. You can order the talking book CD by contacting me via email, donna@delphiinternational.com, or by calling 253-582-5604. You can also visit my website, delphiinternational.com, to see more details. God's Kiss is a family classic that belongs in everyone's library. Get your copy now.
Donna Sebo publishes a popular, inspirational, and insightful newsletter filled with information about her upcoming guests, her travel schedule, seminar presentations, and upbeat articles to lighten up your life. You can subscribe to this free monthly newsletter by emailing her at donna@delphiinternational.com. That's donna@delphiinternational.com. You can also go to her website, www.delphiinternational.com, and review past publications. Keep in touch with Donna through this monthly publication. Again, her email address is donna@delphiinternational.com, and her website is www.delphiinternational.com.
Hi, this is Donna. Carol, I know that you're online with me, and what's your question there?
On Thursday, I was at a business meeting, and somebody at the end of the meeting just pulled me off and wouldn't stop with the way she was telling me off, and I remained calm and was apologizing and letting her know that I was going to change certain behaviors, and she just kept reaming me, and she was doing it in front of a few other people. I'm wondering, do you see her rethinking it and apologizing, and are we going to be able to move forward? I mean, I come in with an attitude of a team player.
Well, what you've got to realize is that the blow-up that she had is not all about you. There may have been some points she mentioned to you that was fine, but she is someone that is very frustrated with her own space, and she is not accomplishing what she's supposed to be accomplishing. So she's shifting the blame game. Now, what I'd like for you to do, because this is an individual, this is a pattern with her, this is not something that's new. And for her to exhibit that kind of behavior, it shows you that, number one, she has a very strong emotional side. If she had been, let's say, a person of a leadership positioning of any kind, she would have realized it would have been better to talk to you privately, exhibit her opinions, and do what's necessary. But what she wanted to do was to demean you. She wanted to put you in a subservient positioning, which she was able to accomplish to a degree. And I think what you need to do is really back up and look at the video of what was going on. And that's been something you've been doing, but you've been looking at it the wrong way. You want to look at it and pay attention to all the details. And then I would send her a note, or I would set up a private meeting with her, and I would make sure it's not for a long period of time. It actually would be better if you were face-to-face. And I think you need to be able to sit with her privately with nobody else around and say, I want you to know if this has offended you, you have my apology. But I also feel, and don't let her interrupt you and say, excuse me, your behavior in front of all of these people was, I think, extremely rude. I don't mind criticism, but I want you to know that whatever else was bothering you had nothing to do with me. And if this is something that you are doing, you need to be aware that it may not be best for us to work together. Because I am someone, I like to work with a team approach. Can I make mistakes? Absolutely. Can you make mistakes? Yes. But this obviously means that we are two people that maybe it's best we go our separate ways. You have my apology, and this is something that will be in place. But I will not apologize for things that you have said that are not true. So you need to be able to come back, and you don't care whether she likes you or not. This is business. You want to, though, let her know that you respect and you value yourself, but you won't respect or value her behavior. Am I making sense to you?
Yeah.
All right, hon, because this is a lesson in being assertive. There are times when you back up from something, and there are other times that you stand your ground. But I would not do with her what she did with you.
Oh, never.
No, I understand that, and I know you would never do that. And I've got another caller waiting, so I'm going to have to go to this other caller. But remember something here. Your integrity, no matter what occurs, no matter what she says, is going to speak for itself with your dealings with other people. Her behavior spoke so loudly in front of other people. It left a very bad taste in the minds of others. So don't be what she is, but don't be afraid to stand up to her either.
Oh, no. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, dear. You take care. You'll grow a great deal
from
this experience. Bye-bye. This is Donna Sebo. We're going to take our next caller, and I'll only be able to take one other caller. So we'll be back on air tomorrow live, and, of course, we will be opening up the phone lines as well. Donna Sebo here. Caller, thank you for waiting. First name or initial, and where are you calling in from?
Hey, Donna.
Yes.
Donna?
Yes.
Pat in Connecticut. How are you?
Oh, hi, Pat. I'm doing fine. Your voice is cutting out a little bit, so there's a feedback.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm moving. I hope that's better. Any good? Any better?
Yes, that's much better. So stay still.
Okay.
Still, if you're on a cell phone.
Yeah, that's a problem. I'm out in the woods.
Ah, there you go. Okay, stay still.
Yeah.
Don't move. What's your question for me, Pat?
I'm worried again about my car and also my tooth. Both are going to cost me a lot. I'm hoping my tooth is going to last for a while so I can save for an implant. But my car, once again, is acting up, and I told my mechanic I'd give you a call.
Okay, you told your mechanic what? I couldn't hear it.
I'd give you a call.
Oh, he must love that.
He does.
Well, you know, dear, the car, what you've got are a lot of little parts that are wearing out. It's just that simple. And they set off a series of events. And there is a corrosion, an internal corrosion, that is evolving with your vehicle. And it's something I don't know that you can do a heck of a lot about. It's just a reality of mechanical items. And your car in general has served you very, very well, but it is an internal corrosion. And I'll give you an example. My husband's car went and died on him. It was just a little bit over a week ago. And it was something that when it was taken in, they found that there was a leakage of power steering fluid. Well, they go and they fix that. They take care of that. They had to put in a new alternator. And then what they find out is the alternator's not working. What's wrong with that? Well, what happened is they couldn't see this in the beginning, but they had to explore more because the brand-new alternator wasn't working, and they knew it wasn't defective.
Yeah.
The power steering fluid had weeped out over wires, and they had that liquid had literally eaten through a number of wires, so the energy wasn't going through to the alternator as it was supposed to do.
Yeah.
And it was something they didn't see it initially, but because a good part that was going in wasn't working properly, they really had to check it out. So there is this, again, a corrosive patterning that's affecting more than one part. And so maybe you fix one little thing, and then, behold, you're going to find the other. And it's a series of connections with this. And that's what's going on here. And you're going to be able to weather this, and yes, your tooth will last long enough, but it's going to take, you're really going to have to deal with some realities. And I think rinsing the mouth out with hydrogen peroxide, which sounds, it's an age-old remedy, just rinsing with the hydrogen that you can buy at the drugstore, rinsing it out, that'll keep infection or irritation under control. Mm-hmm. And just spit it out.
Okay.
Rinse it, let it stay in the mouth. I've got to go, hon. We're out of time. I'm sorry, Pat.
Thank you.
You're
Thanks.
Welcome. This is Donna Siebel.
Can I keep my card, Donna?
Hon, I'm out of time. We have got to go. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. This is Donna Siebel. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Siebel Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Siebel Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.